Welcome to this special edition of the Central Texas Leadership Series. In this episode, Station Manager Brody Bashaw and Station President Joe Riley have a conversation about the state of KWBU. This conversation was recorded January 12, 2022 in the KWBU studio.
Welcome into the studios of KWBU, and today's Central Texas Leadership Series is a State of the Station. This is where Joe Riley joins me, Brody Bashaw, to give everyone an update on what's happening here at KWBU, where things stand, how things look as we move into this new calendar year, and wrap up our fiscal year, actually, because our fiscal year is not on the calendar year. So, Joe, glad you're here today. And this is turning into an annual thing, and I think it's a great way to continue with that transparency and let people really know how things are going.
Absolutely. We want people to know, actually, that we're doing well. Not perfect. But, well, we're in a small market, and so there are things that we're going to be talking about our vision for where we're going as a station and how we've done this last 21, coming up on going to be 22 years in July.
22 years, and so much has changed, not just in our community, but also here at KWBU. And part of those changes have been for us to keep up with the growth that is happening in the community, and that is something that we're going to be talking a lot more about a little bit later on. But we're going to go back a few years and just talk about who is here at KWBU and what makes us a vital community resource and just the experience that we have. We were talking in the hallway the other day, combined experience of over 100 years from the on-air side of the operation.
Just the on-air side. Yeah. And I will say, and this is going to make me sound really old, but I was thinking this morning, like, when did I start in broadcasting? Well, not necessarily in radio, but when did I start in broadcasting? 45 years ago.
Yeah.
So you add up the experience here. And we think about those with experience moving on to larger markets, but there's real reasons for us to love to be here in a community the size of Waco and the community with the makeup of Waco. Waco is a wonderful community to live in, and really that's what draws us here. That's why we're here in this community.
And personally, as staff members, but also as the organization, why KWBU is here is to serve the community. We are a part of what's happening. We're a part of the growth, and you're a part of what happens here. So let's get down to where do you want to go? Let's talk about some of the new board members, our board members in general, because we couldn't be doing this without them either.
We couldn't. And I'll back up just a little bit. So those who don't know, KWBU, Waco Public Radio, is a community station. And so we're here to serve the community, but we are associated with Baylor University. And a lot of people think, well, aren't you Baylor Station? Well, yeah, in a way we are, absolutely. And Baylor is our largest single supporter. But we have a makeup of our board and our bylaws call for us to be made up half of community apart from Baylor, and half from Baylor itself. And so we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and Baylor University is the legal member of that nonprofit. So, Brody, you and I don't work for Baylor directly.
Right, we
work for the Brazos Valley Public Broadcasting Foundation. Don't ask me why they called it Brazos Valley Public Broadcasting Foundation. We're here in Waco, but that is who we work for. But we do have a board, and let me just read the names of those on the board so listeners can say, oh, I didn't know they were on the board. So I'm going to go through these alphabetically. So Jeffrey Archer, who's the dean of the libraries at Baylor, and Kara Chase and Jason Cook and John Culler. Kathy Davis, new on the board starting this year, and Katie Dawson, new on the board starting this year. Lori Fogelman, Marlon Jones, who is another new member on the board starting this year. Mike Jones, President Linda Livingstone from Baylor, President Johnette McCown from MCC, Mia Moody Ramirez, and she's the chair of the journalism department here at Baylor. Beth Olson, Cuevas Peacock, Mike Reeser, who's the chancellor of TSTC, Steve Reed, and Alfred Solano of the Hispanic Chamber here in town. So that's our board makeup, and you look at that and say, yeah, half of those are Baylor and half of those are community, and these are great people to be working with, and they oversee kind of where we're going, making sure the budget stays as it should, and that we're serving the community as the community needs to be served.
And when I hear the names on there, you know, we have had so much great support from Baylor, of course, and that is students, that's faculty, that's staff, and you look at those people on our board, and then just the community side, too. I think this goes back, again, to stress how important it is and what a big part of the community we are and can be. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about again down the road, about imagining the possibilities of what we have done with the first 21 years that we've been here, but where we're going to go next and how we're going to get there. We have got to stay on track with the growth of our community, and that's going to come with support from individual listeners. But this isn't a pledge pitch this time. This is just letting you know where we are and how things are going and how we can continue to be this great resource for the greater Waco area.
I love that being a resource and a great resource mm-hmm. for this area. We hear, and I know, Brody, you hear it all the time from people who talk about KWBU sounding like a station from a larger market that people have come from, and that this is not a small station sound that we provide for this community.
Well, I mean, we have some hiccups here and there, and you know, I kick myself every time I hear them, you know, but nobody can beat yourself up better than you can beat yourself, you know, nobody. But I do take such pride in knowing that there are three people on this end of the house. We have Dustin, we have Beth, and there's me. Yes, we do have a handful of volunteers who help with local content, but as far as running the station, there are three of us that are keeping this thing going. And for us to do what we do with the number of local programs that we also have, it is one of the feathers in the cap, and I don't really pat myself on the back a lot, but this is one area that I do take a lot of pride in what we do. And Dustin and Beth, what great additions we had in the last year.
Tremendous additions. Yeah. We really appreciate having them on the air. So those who are not on the air, there's me, unless I'm doing this right now. But
well, there have been a few times there's been an emergency call. Joe, go back to the control room and FaceTime me. But that's what you don't see. You know, if you don't know that we're running around with like chickens with our heads cut off, if you don't hear that on the air, we're doing things right. It's a lot of work for three people, but it's rewarding work, and I love it.
And you say three people, there are actually six total
staff,
but staff, yeah. Well, seven actually when we count up the number of people mm-hmm. who are here. So there's you and Dustin and Beth, and there is me, and then there's Carla Hervey, who's our business affairs manager. There's Bill Leek, who works with businesses to bring in business support. And then there's Loretta Howard. And so for all of those of you who support us with your money, you know Loretta, and you hear from Loretta. And that's it. You cannot be a smaller station staff-wise and qualify for the money that we get from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Those federal dollars, which makes up, it's just seed money. It's 15% of our budget is what we get roughly from CPB. We're as small as you can get, but we don't sound that way.
And that is definitely something that I have strived for since day one, and we're going to continue to do that. And again, looking forward to how much more we can be doing in the community, for the community, in addition to what we're doing now. You know, Joe, COVID is still just happening and relevant and affecting so many people in different ways. And we had a hit. Took a hit. We were here the whole time. Thankfully, you know, minimal effect on our staff and volunteers. But financially, we still have some, you know, rebounding to do.
We do. There are some who had to pull back because their financial situations changed. And there's, you know, that happens every year. Actually, we even without COVID, there are those who pull back from their membership because their financial situation changes, or they move away. There are mm-hmm. some who move away, and unfortunately, there are some who pass away.
Yeah.
And so there's always a certain amount of attrition that bringing in those new supporters every year just to make up those who have gone away, that's 20 to 25% of our membership every year. And it's always worked so far that we were able to do that, but we have not been able to grow that membership mm-hmm. over time. We were just starting to with a campaign we call Build the Base. Now, I know there are a couple of people who didn't like that word base, but it was what we were doing to build the foundation of support that we had, and we were beginning to turn that and move in the right direction. And then COVID hit, and everything slowed down a little bit. And so we're coming back, and this year we're going to talk about this. We're going to be looking at renewing a type of campaign to build a bigger foundation of support, more supporters, because not just the money is important, but mm-hmm. the number of supporters is really important.
We've been really fortunate when we have our membership drives to meet the dollar goals that we have, but in the big spectrum of things, we have a much higher per pledge amount per donor than some other stations. And this goes back to the foundation, the membership foundation. More people, more hands, more make light work. You know, we're very, very thankful for each and every donor that we do have. But that number does have to grow in order for us to stay on pace and grow with the community, to serve the community the way that we should. We have right now a part-time reporter. We want to, you know, we have these discussions and we're, you know, imagining the possibilities of what we can do when we reach these member milestones and bring in those things. I'm probably jumping a little bit ahead in the conversation, but I just think that this is a really important thing that we need to address and how we stay relevant in the community. NPR, when we came here 20 years ago, radio has changed. Streaming wasn't a thing. It's not what it is today. Radio is so different. And for us to stay relevant, we have got to serve our community with what's happening nationally, what's happening globally, what does it mean to us locally, what's happening locally that we should be sharing with the world. I go back to, probably 20 years ago when we had those lovely donors say, bringing Waco to the world and the world to Waco. And that, in order for us to continue to do that at the standard that we want to be doing that at, we have got to grow our staff. We need to grow our membership base in order for that to happen. All of these things have to happen to make that work.
We have a mission to bring certain things to Waco. Well, certainly we offer great storytelling, mm-hmm. you know, and we have programs with great storytelling like Fresh Air, like Think that comes out of Dallas. This American Life, great storytelling. We also have music. We believe that's part of our mission here. And so a certain portion of the day is set aside for classical music. And then we have certain times of the week where we also offer jazz, and we have, you know, the locally produced Ross Burns' I Hear America Singing with folk music. So that is part of our mission. But when we really get down to what is really important for us to be doing, it comes down to news. Our biggest offering and the biggest support we get is for the news, that trustworthy journalism that is really essential to the health of a community, certainly to the health of a democracy. And so we bring national news, we bring regional news. We have Texas Standard now, and we have, in fact, that is an interesting evolving thing because the state of Texas, the public stations actually work together
yes.
with NPR to bring regional news, Texas news. And I want to jump in and just back up a little bit in terms of the importance of this station. And this was at the suggestion of a board member. The public stations in this state had for years had never met together. And we convened the first meeting a number of years ago. And then the second meeting again the next year, yeah. we convened that again and brought the stations together from the state along with NPR people just to meet face to face and say, how can we help each other? And we've met three times now. That's the part of the importance of having this station here to do this kind of thing, to pull the broader community together.
And one of the takeaways from that, too, was that, I mean, you look at Texas and your major markets, you've got Houston, you've got Dallas, you have San Antonio. You know, you meet with people from these stations and then, you know, well, in Waco, they're talking about their teams. Our team is going to do this. The news team will do that. The development team will do that. We're teams of one.
Yes. You
know? Well, I mean, we've taken a few steps, you know, like we mentioned, Beth and Dustin both being back on the operations end and are great volunteers. But it's really interesting how, you know, what we're doing with what we have, I think, is phenomenal. And now having relationships with other stations to be able to collaborate, and especially Texas Standard, you know, I love to hear any of the stations put content on that program. I love it when we have something from Waco on the Texas Standard. Of course, I like it when I hear those things nationally too, but it really is a wonderful partnership. All of these statewide stations working together, and Waco cannot go unserved by NPR, and they know that. We know that, and that's one of the reasons we're working so hard to grow and continue to serve the community as best as we can.
We local news, which is a way of telling Waco's story and those important stories here in Waco, but also sharing with the state and sharing with the nation as is appropriate, is something that has always been important to us. It's also always been hard for us to do because of the size of the staff that we have. And if you look at what's happening with local reporting nationwide, especially in smaller markets, it is a business model that is not working the way it used to work. And we see that. We know that we are fortunate to have a daily paper in this town, and we get reporting from them. We partner with the Waco Tribune Herald. Mm-hmm. But we believe that telling those stories, we believe it is for our growth. When we talk about growing with the community, what we're talking about is we believe we should be growing in the amount of storytelling we can do in terms of seeking out these issues, pulling mm-hmm. people together, getting answers to these questions, really looking at those things that affect Waco. We can't do that without growing actual staff size. We are at that limit right now. And so our goal is to become a preeminent, I'm going to borrow a phrase from Baylor University. They've just completed a wonderful campaign to become an R1 institution. I love that word preeminent. Our goal is to become a preeminent teller of news, source of journalism here locally. To meet that goal, that takes, and I'm going to sound like I'm in a pledge drive here. We're not in a pledge drive here, but just know that this is what we're aiming for to meet that goal, increasing the number of supporters that we have mm-hmm. so that we can count on that money year to year. We don't bring in staff based on a one-time donation.
Right.
This is long-term funding that mm-hmm. we can count on. That's the only way we'll be able to increase our staff.
And when we are in the pledge drives, I sometimes joke about it when I have to go into Carla and say, how much are these programs going to cost this year? Just what we're doing nationally and what we're doing now with what we have. We're making it, but we're not in a place where we're keeping pace with the growth of the community. And that is really what we want to do. That's what our vision is for mission, vision, and value. All, I think, are all the same thing this time, Joe, because the value to this community and what KWBU brings it is we have got to grow along with it in order to do these things. I think they are all hand in hand.
It is. We have... Well, we know we get Nielsen ratings, and so we know that we have as many or more members, more listeners, actually going back to about 2015, more listeners than we've ever had in the history mm-hmm. of the station. Listenership actually jumped up somewhere around maybe a presidential election. But it didn't decline after that election.
Right.
We're about 50% higher listenership than we were up until that point. And that runs 15,000 to 17,000 listeners per week. This is faithful listeners that's you listening to this. That is a significant number, and our ratings show it. If we look at the Nielsen ratings and how we compare, the number of supporters has not grown with the listenership. And so that's one of the things that we're going to be looking at as we go forward. People ask, well, you're part of Baylor. What about that? Baylor gives us, like I say, Baylor is our single largest supporter by far.
Yes.
We would not be here without Baylor University. But Baylor also understands that we're a resource for the community. And if the community is not supporting us, they will only do so much, because the understanding is the community supports this service.
And our community is growing. We've looked at numbers, and we're talking about, adding another 400 members to our roles. That's not doubling what we have right now, but it is definitely an increase that we need to take. And this will be where I sound a little bit like a pledge pitch, but growing that membership base is so important. And you talk about the number of listeners that we have. We know so many are not donors, but having just that, and I can say just in front of 400, because we have thousands of listeners who are not donors. So, those are the few steps that we need to take in order to stay on pace, stay in tune with what's happening in our community, and be this vital resource.
That number didn't just get pulled out of the air.
Right. I mean,
we actually stop and think, okay, if we're going to grow, we don't grow and say, okay, we got one more donor, so we can grow one more donor's worth. Well, if we're going to add staff, we calculated at the average pledge that we have that we need about 400 more donors to bring in another full-time staff person. We can't really justify it until we've grown that much. It's doable.
Oh, I know. And ever since we've been talking about this, and talking about imagining the possibilities, it's like, oh my gosh, this would be great. We could do, definitely feature stories that are going to be picked up by the Texas Standard, stories that are going to, have national appeal. We want to share Waco with the world. We're sharing the world with Waco through the national, the global, the local, the state, the regional programs. But also with what we're doing locally, we can't go without saying, our local host from Debbie and Act Locally Waco. You mentioned Ross earlier, Austin and Downtown Depot, Nan, who's usually doing the leadership series, Jim Likely Story, CJ Business Review, Bob, Robert Darden with Shout, and David with David and Art. It is a wonderful source of local volunteers that we have that make this station as good as it is. You as a volunteer member, volunteering your dollars, but what we bring you on the air also, it's just phenomenal what we do with what we don't have and what we do have. Yeah,
have,
I know. But there is a lot that we don't have, you don't know that.
Well,
by our
right
sound.
and what it will take is, we love volunteers, and that's a wonderful thing that we have so many great volunteers. But really, to increase, especially in the area of news, that takes people who are on staff, that who are employed here, who are going to be committed here to working full time, those hours every week, and to really grow. So that's what we're looking at in terms of where that goes. But we have wonderful volunteers from the community.
I was going to say, in addition to these volunteers, we mentioned our board members. We also have a great community advisory board. Don't have time to list everyone, but again, people who really help and make KWBU what it is.
We absolutely do. Just backing up just a second, we know one of the ways the landscape has changed is that you can get NPR from just about anywhere. What sets this station apart is that we bring local stories. We bring all the local segments and the local programs that you listen to every week. And we believe that news needs to be a bigger part of that. And so our goal to become a preeminent source of news for our community is to grow that foundation of supporters and to grow the number of staff people we have here at the station. That's our goal, and that's a reason for you. This is meeting your needs. Mm-hmm. This is things that the community needs to function as a healthy democracy and as a healthy community working together.
I think that we use the word "we" and it falls on ears as in they. The station, we as a community, we the NPR listener, we the greater Waco area need to have an NPR station that can provide these things, just like you said. So when we say we're saying you, actually, but everyone here is a part of this community, and we all have a vested interest in what happens here. We're involved. We believe in it. We want to see the growth. We want to continue to see great things happening in our community and sharing those stories, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, that's we're going to do what has to be done to bring Waco to the world and the world to Waco.
It is possible. You're going to be hearing in the coming year that word possibilities a lot. Imagine the possibilities. Grow the possibilities. Help fund the possibilities.
Yes. Those. Yes.
But things are possible. We know we have the community that can support this kind of thing here in Waco for us, for you.
Well, Joe, I don't... What do you want to say just to wrap up? How are we looking for the last 5.5 months of the fiscal year?
We're doing okay. The money is coming in as it should for this year. Membership's still down just a little bit, but we're doing okay. Our bills are paid and we are functioning in the black. We're not in the red. So that's okay. We're going to be keeping you updated as we go through the year. Download our app and listen to us if you want to listen that way. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can do that at kwbu.org, but we want to keep you informed.
And share the fact that we have an NPR station at 103.3 with everyone you know. Some new folks don't know where to find us on the dial still, so you can always share that. So, okay, Joe, we're going to wrap it up.
Well, thank you, Brody. I appreciate all your work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you letting me work.
The community is better off for the station being here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This episode of the Central Texas Leadership Series was recorded January 12, 2022 in the KWBU studio. You can find this and past episodes on our website at kwbu.org. Look for Central Texas Leadership Series in the Programs tab.